Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on.
Another hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Also along for this good ride is Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring social media. Excuse me, I was looking at something that was relative to another item. I always like to tie things together. Come on. Excuse me.
So far, so good.
Let me guess, you ate some nuts during the
No, actually, I didn't. I had a couple of cherries and some grapes. No, but you know what? I just asked that question about fruit flies because there are fruit flies in my melon.
You know how to get rid of fruit flies?
Cedar side?
Fruit flies in your melon?
You might make a new song. It's a country music song.
Okay.
Fruit flies. Down with a little bit of vinegar water when you get
got
it.
I'll do that, Rizzi. Thank you.
There you go.
My thought for the day today comes from Wolfgang Puck, who says, only you can judge your life. You have to live up to your own expectations. Great advice. The former dictator of Cuba, Fidel Castro, has been on the line to the new the premier of Greece, telling him how much Castro supports what they're doing in Greece. And I was thinking about this. First of all, why is anybody paying any attention to Fidel Castro's on his deathbed? Why did that make a headline? And then I went back in history. It's always great to get a perspective. On this date, 1963, the U.S. banned all monetary transactions with Cuba as the Trading with the Enemy Act took effect. This has just been what got tossed by the president in executive order so that we could normalize relationships with Cuba. And now people say, sorry, this is why we didn't do business with these guys. Look at what they're saying about Greece. What's that got to do with anything? Fidel Castro is a meaningless nudnik who is like just almost not able to even be coherent. Why that got ink is beyond me. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about with regard to the news media. Who cares what Fidel Castro says? Why is that worth any time? Here I am giving it some time, but I'm not doing it because of what he said. I'm giving it because of the credibility that the news media has given it. And one, again, it's the old story. One person picks up the story. Hey, did you hear what Fidel Castro said? And then everybody runs with it, and they make something out of nothing. It is nonsense. Anyway, speaking of Greece, Peter Cohan, who writes about tech stocks, is going to discuss the situation in Greece, how it may impact markets over there, world markets, what's going on in the markets here. Yesterday in China, excuse me, the major sell-off, did you notice this? China, a major sell-off. The government has tried to stop it. The markets have been doing well since the Chinese have been doing well, which has been, the last 20 years or so? And this is the everyday citizen getting better jobs, buying cars, being just more a part of the mainstream. And because in doing that, they have borrowed money. The Chinese have become a Western. Remember when I went over there, the kid who was my tour guide used to tease me about Western corruption, all the things were going on in China that were corrupting the people there. He was talking about the food that they were eating. But in this circumstance, the Chinese have done what we have done, doing margins. You know how margins work? Roberta, you know how margins work.
Sure,
when you go to the market.
Toast, and it's great.
Yeah, it's
that. That's margarine. Yeah, margin, which is 1 inch on the side of your page. I think.
Exactly. Yes. You put little notes in it and stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, also, you can use a margin account, borrow money, in essence, from the house, and buy stocks. So you're betting on them. Well, a lot of Chinese citizens have done that, and now, and that was great when the prices were going up, but now the prices are going down. There are a lot of Chinese who are in big financial trouble. So lenders are saying that they want their money back. The people that are in the stock market are saying, we don't have the money to pay you because the market price of our stock has gone down. This is forcing a sell-off of a lot of stocks, and that's one of the problems they have over there. Plus, their economy is not that great anyway. It doesn't have deep roots like ours does, but there's still a heck of a lot of business and a lot of cash over there. But for those of you who are wondering how all the markets are being affected, that's an example. Not only do they have their own problems because of what's going on in the country, but because they've loaned a lot of money to the Greeks, as have the Europeans. And not many people know that. The Chinese, who have loaned a lot of money to us, they've got money out everywhere. You know, if there's a burp in, and this is how it seems to be everywhere. Think about it. In your own life, if you miss work for 2 weeks and you don't get paid, how many of you are really in a jam? How many people, right? I mean, think about
that. Exactly.
And our government is overspent. They're in a jam when all the taxes don't come in. We are now in a jam because of what's going on in Greece. The whole world seems to be floating around on this economy. And really, when you look at it, every, what, 7, 8, 9 years, is this kind of a burp. And we had one in 2008. So what do we do for another one in the next year or a year and a half? That's what some people say. At any rate, I think it's interesting to note what's going on in China and to see if you're watching. China started funneling billions of dollars into pro-investors to buy stocks, keep the market afloat. But the new IPOs that were scheduled for this month in China, every single one of them has been shut down. No IPOs in China for their new emerging businesses. The market isn't completely tanked, but it's not a good situation. And this makes the government look bad, makes people unhappy with the government, and we all know what happens when that happens. Food for thought. Want to say hi to Greg Donahoe, Helen Tar Bissum, and Scott Ince, who are friends of ours on Facebook, following what we're doing here. In a matter of moments, we're going to meet Peter Cohen on Good Day, who is a technology stock reporter. He is watching the situation in Greece, so we get more information as to how it will impact perhaps your 401k. Up next here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1000.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, 16 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Peter Cohen joins all of us here. He's a writer about basically investigating technology stocks, startup company, works for Forbes magazine. He has started a management consulting and venture capital firm following stocks from the 1980s to today. As somebody who has been an expert in this area, what do you make of the situation in Greece as to how it may impact us here, Peter, and other global markets?
Well, I actually think that the Greek situation is not as bad as the China situation. but I definitely think that the situation in Greece is going to affect us here, but mostly because of hedge fund bets that have been made that Greece would pull out of this situation, and their leverage bets. And therefore, when you have somebody borrowing money to make a bet that goes bad, they have to sell their other holdings in order to come up with the cash to pay off their loans.
All right, hold on just a second. Are we talking about Las Vegas, Atlantic City, or are we talking about Wall Street? This is their
hedge funds. We're talking. Conceptually, there's no difference. But in fact,
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've said that before, and people say, "What do you mean by that?" No, is it the same thing?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that they've hedge funds have made $11 billion worth of bets that Greece would be fine. And of course, those bets are now underwater. And to the extent that they borrowed money to magnify the returns on those bets, they've been scrambling to sell other holdings that were more liquid in order to raise the cash to pay off the loans that they took on to make those bets. So I think that's put pressure on the stock market here. But I also I'm guessing that in China there's a much bigger problem going on right now, which you were talking about before. Something like $3.2 trillion worth of value has been wiped out since June the 12th there, and so that's another situation where people who borrowed money are scrambling to sell anything they can to pay the debts that they took on to buy stock.
All right. So how does that trickle down to the general economy, whether it's Europe, whether it's Asia, whether it's America? Can you play this out a little bit based on your experience, having seen these of things happen before?
Yes, I think it causes a real major growth slowdown in China, which is particularly bad for the U.S. because the U.S. is very dependent on exporting to China. And so the big companies are very dependent on exporting to China. So if their economy slows down, that's going to affect us. Also, in the Greek exit from the Eurozone, if that's what happens, I think we'll have a less pronounced impact on the U.S. economy, because I think that the Eurozone has been planning for this or thinking about this for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they've probably, you know, it's a fairly small proportion of the total GDP in Europe, which it's about 2%, $250 billion GDP. Of Greece, about 2% of Europe's GDP. They owe about 329 billion euros. I think that the rest of the Eurozone has been preparing for Greece to default, and therefore they probably set up some firewalls that will limit the damage to their economy. So it will not affect the Eurozone economy that much to which the U.S. is exporting. So I think that the effect of Greece pulling out of the Eurozone will be relatively small in terms of the effect it has on the U.S. businesses and U.S. economy.
All right. So China is the nation to watch. Interesting, you said we depend on selling to them, but they also depend on selling to us. It's like a round robin here. They've grown because we've bought their products. So if they're not making these products, is somebody else making them, or we just don't need them?
No, I think that China will continue to make products that we buy. I think that will help their economy. But one of the things that I find quite striking about China is that, and I was just writing something which I was about to publish about Apple and how China's stock market implosion is going to really hurt Apple, because they got most of their growth in the last quarter from demand for iPhones in China.
Really?
But basically 90 million individual investors, accounting for about 80% of the Chinese market, have borrowed heavily over the last year, increased fivefold their borrowing over the last year to buy stocks that have gone up about 150% in the last year before they started to collapse on June 12th. So basically what you're seeing is a people who have borrowed money to buy stocks, those holdings are now underwater.
Yeah.
They're going to have to scramble to come up with money. They're not going to have the cash lying around to buy Apple products.
Yeah. All right, Peter, thank you. That was very good. Great expertise. Peter Cohen from Forbes magazine here.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Looking for the hook. I've forgotten where it comes, but the song simply read number one during this week in 1986, Holding Back the Years. It was a good sort of ballady pop song. A few number one songs in our mind. Who was in this group? Anybody know?
It was that redheaded guy.
James
Bonaducci. Yes.
All right.
That was him.
Yeah, right. Good for you, Jennifer.
Nobody you'd know.
All right. So we always like to touch into a little musical history during this portion of the hour. The life and times of Joni Mitchell have been in question lately. Apparently, she is getting better. I think we had a story last week, the week before. She went a month and a half ago into some rehab facility. I think it's a lung disease, Kenny, is it not? She has some sort of...
They're saying now that it was a stroke and a brain aneurysm.
Really? And the fact she lived through it, if she had a brain aneurysm, you know that the chance of living through that are practically nil.
Yep.
So if she lived through that, God love her. Joni Mitchell is getting better and she can now speak again. So that's a good sign for those who are Joni Mitchell fans.
How old is she now?
Joni Mitchell, 71. I think it was 70-something. Yeah,
wow.
Right. Yeah. A lot of wildlife stuff. I don't mean wildlife, like living with birds and bears. She was a girlfriend of most of the big rock stars and did plenty of drugs and hard time, if you know what I mean, during that era when she was a big star. So takes its toll down the road. Let's get to another number one song. This is from this week in 1995, TLC and Waterfalls. Who remembers this?
I do.
Yeah. This is your kind of song, Jen.
This is my kind of song.
Yeah. This. Why, though, is this? What is their story, the group story, more than the song?
There are three of them.
Yeah,
T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. TLC. See?
Really?
And Lisa Left Eye Lopez died in a plane crash, so now there's just the T and the C left. And they're on tour. I just saw them a few weeks ago, and still great. I mean, they're in
when
their
they're on tour, how many songs they have they can sing?
A ton. Oh, my gosh. TLC has a ton of hits. I'm going to say they have at least 10 hits.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. All right, so
you're the only one you would know.
When
no,
I think of the hits.
Scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
When I think of hits, I think of Alan O'Day and Undercover Angel, which was number one during this week in 1977. Now this is a hit.
Good boy.
This is music.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's about as simple as you can get.
Look at it, I just got a spasm.
All right. All right, so then maybe this next contributor pushes the button a little better for you, Jen. The Fine Young Cannibals were number one during this week in 1989. For this song.
Good song.
Yeah. Good thing. Bang. Got your thing here. Roberta and Jennifer, Richie and Ken and Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
You went to the beach, I forgot the sun will be there too, so you've got sunburn. Now what? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Really, there's no quick fix for sunburn. Your body will heal itself, but it'll take a few days. Here's what to do. Dampen a towel with cool water and place it on the sunburn, or take a cool bath. Keep the skin moist, Silvadine cream, aloe, or moisturizing cream all work well. If it blisters, don't touch. The last thing you need is to get an infection on top of a burn. For pain, use ibuprofen. Peeling skin's a good sign, so leave it alone, but do pour on the moisturizer. If the burn covers a larger area, you've got a fever, or you're just not getting better, see your doctor. And because you've gotten sunburn once, doesn't mean you have to get it twice. So cover up while outdoors, avoid the midday sun, and get sunblock. SPF 30 or 50 will do the trick. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Fine.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Cereal that's just good for me. It has to be good for me and taste good. No more of the stuff that tastes like eating.
There goes Lucky Charms.
Baby.
You know, Lucky Charms, I don't think taste that good. I like the marshmallows, but the
No, I'm talking about this stuff.
Not that good.
No, you get this stuff at Trader Joe's, and there is, you know, they're all good. Richie used to eat some of that stuff, and I think he still does, because some of it is okay.
Yeah, there's a Kashi kind of raspberry, Kashi, but strawberry.
Most of it is
try Fiber One or Special K. They are both pretty good.
Yeah. All right. And also,
Doug Stevens Show with the news you need to know.
The news you need to know. News flash. I had the first boiled, hard-boiled egg since Charlotte died this morning. I used to fix those for her all the time. And I stopped eating them, stopped making them. And I decided, you know, they're pretty good for you. So let's get out of this. So those are the breakfast deals. Plus Neo 40, Richie, we're all set to go. Trending a day at today at DougStevens.com. The Subway relationship with Jared Fogle suspended by mutual agreement. Do not believe what the news media would have you believe. This guy is not a scumbag, apparently. He has a connection with somebody who's a child pornographer, and so the news media made it not look good for him yesterday. Digging into the story, you find out that it's not all it seems to be. So, here's the story. Jennifer the shooting at the San Francisco pier that we have trending at DougStephan.com, committed by the illegal who had been deported five times. The gun belonged to a federal agent.
Yeah, how is that possible?
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah, they checked the serial number on the gun, and it belonged to a federal agent who had reported it missing the day before.
Ah. Ha. So this guy picks it up wrapped in a T-shirt, and somehow he shoots this woman three times and she dies?
Could that be a true story? She got shot once in the back. That's what killed her. But he did the gun did discharge three times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to think that that would be an accidental thing. Now, who knows? This guy said he's not guilty because he said it was an accident. But, I mean, this is such a bizarre... How do you even comprehend walking along a pier in San Francisco, seeing a T-shirt, picking it up, there's a gun inside, wham, 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 and someone's dead? I mean, it just seems so...
And three shots after they hit her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It just,
wow.
So that's one of those stories you got to really dig around and not make up your mind at the first pass. It would seem.
What's interesting is that everybody is going after the sheriff in San Francisco because he is obviously the one who chose to keep San Francisco sanctuary-ish. And apparently now... He's the one that decided not to detain this guy, Francisco.
Yeah, but it wasn't his decision to make it. It's a city council decision in San Francisco.
The local municipalities are supposed to turn these people over to the feds, and the feds just refused to do anything about it.
Mm.
So that's why the local municipalities can't really do anything, and those so they don't.
Yeah. Well, he's the one to let this guy go. And so now people are digging into his background and found that just last year he was, in trouble for spousal abuse, some child endangerment, some stuff like that. So I think the sheriff in San Francisco is going to be around for a short time because his election is coming up.
The sheriff is in. You're not talking about the perpetrator. You're talking about the sheriff.
I'm talking about the sheriff, yes.
Ah, that's great.
That's really going to hate illegals.
Yeah. All right. Congress on course for another shutdown showdown, according to the story that's trending at DougStephan.com. Kenny, what's the story behind the story with that one?
It's the same old story.
It is. It's not any different, is it? It's
no,
like a
it's
retread.
No different.
Same stuff. Richie said to me today, okay, what's new? Nothing. Everything is the same as it was yesterday, with the exception of... the Afghan government sitting down at the table with the Taliban. Now, remember what happens when you have problems with your spouse or people that you work with. Like, just sit down and talk about it. So they had a face-to-face discussion yesterday. After September 11th, the Taliban was accused of protecting Al-Qaeda. Then the war on terror begins. Taliban is still a big problem for Afghanistan. Remember, we paid them $73 million. The CIA gave them $73 million to get out of the way so we could go find bin Laden. And, of course, they made a mockery and a fool out of the CIA by telling bin Laden where the CIA was so that he could keep moving a step or two ahead of the CIA and the soldiers that were over there. So he gave up and came to Iraq and made a mess there. That is great leadership for you. Anyway, the Taliban is trying to prop up the government. Here we are still fighting. If you haven't seen the movie Max, go see it. It's a story wrapped around the Afghanistan war, at least the beginning of it is, and the kind of nonsense that goes on in these situations where our men are in danger, they're putting their lives on the line for basically nothing. And so we've got the Taliban, we put them out of the way for a while, now they're back, and we've propped up the Afghanistani government, now we're out of there, so now the Afghanistan government and the Taliban are working together to try to make something out of the country. So it's like 20 years of nothing. Understand how abusive that is when you get right down to how abusive it is of America. And our system, we abuse ourselves by getting into these situations, and we've spent all this money, $3 trillion or something, between the two wars, and all the men and women who have died over there. And now the two people that we were trying to protect, the Afghanistanis, supposedly, we get help from the Taliban to try to find bin Laden. We don't find bin Laden. The Taliban laughs at us, and they're chasing around wherever there's money and drugs in Afghanistan, because that's how they make their money. And then now they're making a deal with the current government of Afghanistan, which we basically put into power. Do you understand how ridiculous this all is? Think it through.
Just like stop interfering with.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that's an idea. All right, Kenny, let's focus on Facebook.com/bidet. Twitter, there's a story that we're carrying about this Old Navy selfie. This is a story about photographer Rachel Taylor. She was a little heavy, so she was being, would you say, chided about her size? Is that a good word to use for?
I would say mocked.
Mocked. All right, I was trying to
by
be nice.
By whom?
By a mother and daughter who were shopping at Old Navy where she was. She was looking at a tank top, and the daughter, who was a teenager, picked up the tank top and said, "Wow, Mom, you and I could both fit in this." And then they looked at this woman and laughed and threw it down.
Aww.
Good
That's
God.
So sad.
What's the matter with people?
Aww.
So why we're calling attention to this because it's gotten so much play. She took a selfie, and that's what we're seeing in the picture at DougStephan.com, right?
Yeah, at first she went outside and got in her car and cried.
Yeah.
And then she screwed up her courage and she went back in and she put on the tank top she'd been looking at and she said, "You know what? I rock this."
Yeah.
And she took a picture.
She says, "I look better than skinny girls ever could." And you know what she does? She fills it out, has some shape. Her confidence came back. And the selfie has been seen by, what, a million people? How many people have seen this picture?
Oh, yeah.
How lucky is Old Navy, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great PR for
it's great
Old Navy.
PR for them.
Yeah.
However, as a mom, I know never to go bathing suit shopping with your young children.
Because?
Never go bathing suit shopping ever. It's just horrifying.
Because they will sit on the floor and they will look at you and they will say, "Oh, Mommy, that bathing suit makes you look fat." And then you put on the next one and they'll say, "That one too."
Mm. Now.
You're like, "Hey, do you see a theme here? Shut up."
The girl and her mother.
I learned never to do that.
It's not like they picked up her shirt and said this. They picked up a shirt, said it, not realizing it was the shirt the size the woman just tried on.
Mm.
So it was kind of an unintentional, stupid still, but unintentional slap.
Yeah, they weren't doing it to make the other woman feel badly.
Right, intentionally.
Right, intentionally.
Right.
So what does that teach us?
Watch what you say.
Before you speak?
Yeah.
Right.
Perhaps. Well, see who's around
maybe.
You.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, also a story about this Alabama man at DougStephan.com. $10,000 being offered for anybody who can set him up on a date that leads to a relationship that will last for for 6 months. Here you go, Jennifer.
So what if you do it for yourself? You set yourself up for the $10,000.
I'll just stay with them for 6 months and take the money, right?
That's
what it is.
Couldn't be that bad.
All right, so what's the hole in the story, Kenny? Is there one?
No, he's just, he's been on 30 dates, he says, in the last 10 months, and he can't seem to find anybody that he can connect with, so he set up a website.
Don't you think it's really hard to find people to connect with, no matter what your age?
There are so many morons out there. I mean, it is really, really difficult.
Quality people are hard to find.
Yes, and you know what? The older you get, so you focus on your career for a little while. You focus on other things in your life because you don't want to rush into a stupid marriage like your parents did and got divorced. And then all of a sudden you realize anybody that's left is like a nerd jerk. And I like nerds. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean nerd in that way. I mean just horrible.
Jerk.
Awful. Like, the. That's my descriptive term.
Have you tried the dating sites, Jen?
Oh, yeah. That's where they live. That's where they live, all these losers.
All right, there we are.
And they say, you can meet someone in a supermarket. Yeah, okay. Not in my supermarket.
Right. Well, you need to go to the...
You must be Spanish in yours.
The 7-Elevens, Jennifer. All right, 44 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. If you're one of the millions and millions of American people, men, women, who suffer from... That probably sounds silly, didn't it? American people? When's the last time you heard a reference to Americans? It's just Americans, not American people. If you're an American and you're losing your hair, how about calling this number to get your hair back? 800-525-8319. I think I did that one morning, didn't I? I just took two or three of the spots that I do, some of the commercials, and I just said two or three things about it and gave the phone number out. That's it. Instead of doing a whole commercial, I just said, "You want to get your hair back? Call 800-525-8319. Actually, what else do you have to know other than that? Provia is an all-natural and very well-supported from scientific side, a very well-supported product. A lot of research has been done. This cleanses your pores, gets the gluck out of your scalp, and then the follicles of hair under your scalp can grow back in again. If you've been losing a lot of your hair, call this number, 800-525-8319. Maybe all you do need to know is that you'll get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product. You need to know that. You need to know that it's worked. They have millions of people who have been using this, and you need to know you can get it right now at 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You get priority shipping and a second bottle, not of regular Provia, but the Super Concentrate, which will get to work faster. So two products for the price of one Provia. Get your hair back or your money back at 800-525-8319.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Of relevant store and online, staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015 excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, hello.
Jennifer, Roberta, Debbie. Kenny, Roberta. And Richie. All right, so Roberta, you have discovered something that
breaking
most of
news.
Us...
Yeah.
What did you say?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Broken news. Roberta has discovered that there are more Latinos in California than there are whites. And this just came to you how? Where'd she go?
What did I miss? I'm here.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Are we having a
know.
Passive-aggressive moment aimed at your host? What's going on here?
No, my mic was turned down, and I forgot that it was, and I was talking, and nobody could hear me.
Really?
I'm a radio professional.
How satisfying.
Don't do this at home.
You find that like Roberta a whole lot more when you can't hear her.
Okay, we're falling apart here quickly.
Go ahead. The news, Roberta Fasinelli.
Yes. Well, I guess if you live in California going, yeah, really? There's more Latinos here than whites? Yeah, and tell me something new. But this is actually proof of it now from actual surveys and census and demographics and all that. It showed that as of July 1st, 2014, which was the last census, by the way, there were 14.99 million Latinos and 14.92 million whites in the state of California.
So where's the black population?
They were talking about that in this article. They were just talking about whites and the Latinos.
How big is the black population in California? I'd like to know that.
Well, certainly less than the whites and the Latinos. Because the Latinos is the biggest demographic group.
Let me tell you what's happened.
Yeah.
Yes, Rich. Let's hear it.
You ready?
Yeah.
They're all doing what I did. They're cohabitating.
Really?
What? That's the whites
true.
And the Latinos?
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Right.
That's your date. Your marriage pool is going to be Latinos, and then you're creating Latino
babies. In 500
babies.
Years,
yeah,
the whole world
doing.
Is going to be beige.
Of course.
Right. Everybody's living together.
Because before, it was everybody's kind of stayed on their own continent. Now we're all moving around. We're all getting married. I married a Latina. We have Latin and Irish and Italian.
All right, so here's... You ready for this one? Everybody get ready for the most politically incorrect statement of the day. Ready?
Oh, boy.
Right, oh, boy. Here we go.
Yesterday, I was in Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And I went down the frozen food aisle. Uh-huh. And there was this really cute... baby, maybe about the same age as Miles, 6-7 months old.
Uh-huh.
And she...
Your grandson.
Looked at me. Miles is my grandson. she looked at me, and her mother was very, very busy buying things, and I was waving, and I held up my hand and counted to six, and you know, the kind of stuff I do with little kids when I see them and they're watching me.
You count to six?
Yeah, I didn't sit a five like everybody else does. I had one more, and a finger from the other hand. So anyway, this little baby starts looking at me and smiling, and the mother and father are together. It's an Asian mother and a black father. And you know, I never paid attention to that. I don't, you know, a lot of people think, you look at these things, oh, where are all these people going? I never looked at this baby as the product, other than just the cutest little thing I saw in the store. 51 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I get the feeling you've been kissed a lot. You know, I'm afraid I'd suffer by comparison.
It is our way of celebrating life. It's the way it was in the beginning. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it should be now. Ecclesiastes assures us that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to laugh, and a time to weep, a time to mourn. It is time to dance.
That's Kenny Loggins from Footloose, number one movie during this week in 1984. We celebrate because it's a good movie and because Kevin Bacon is 57 today. That really is going to set a few people back. They realize he's 57. Remember him as a kid in Top Gun and some of those other movies that he was in? That's, what is that, 30 years ago? About 30 years ago, Kenny, isn't it?
In Top Gun?
Yeah. Yeah.
In Top Gun.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what his first film was?
Chuck Curry, yes. What was it?
It was the original Friday 13th in 1980. He had one of the all-time greatest death scenes in horror movie history.
Really?
Yeah,
you
he really
would know
did.
That. Yeah. Chuck Curry is here.
And actually, it was so graphic and disturbing, I don't think they could use it in a horror movie today.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, he was laying on the bed and Jason's
right.
mother.
Wait,
oh, okay, I'll just, you
what
know.
What are you telling us, if it's so bad? Jesus
Christ. I started getting passionate. I started to get passionate.
Yeah, I know you did, yeah. Chuck Curry, I refer to him as Chucker, and yesterday I was trying to figure out what a Chucker was, and all of you gave me a miserable answer. A Chucker is a period of play in polo, like a quarter is in football, an inning in baseball, that sort of thing. A chucker is the period that they play from one group to another. Everybody got that now? There'll be a test on
sure.
it later.
Wow.
Okay. Yes.
I feel so fulfilled.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. Movie news.
Thank you.
Up next here on Good Day.
When your car battery dies, you call your buddy for a jump. But when your car battery dies and your phone battery dies, well, you're pretty much hosed. Good thing Napa has the Blue Fuel Jump Starter and portable power supply for only $89. It's all the portable power you need to power your powered things. And with $50 off, it's just $89. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/15.
Do you love to drive? If the answer is yes, then you ought to wear the same shoes as some of the world's highest profile race drivers, Piloti. Piloti Shoes offers the patented roll control technology, blending comfort and performance with sleek design. With every shift and every step, Piloti has you covered. Are you ready to step into the driver's seat? Get your pair or become an authorized dealer today. Visit PilotiUSA.com.
Hi, Chucker. Movie news department. What do we have that's hot? What are you looking at? That
I don't know if you touched on this, but Phil Lord and Chris Miller are the guys responsible for the hit movie, the Lego movie, signing on to direct a Star Wars spin-off film, Han Solo,
yes.
which will deal with young Han Solo before he met Luke Skywalker. My only fear is there's going to be now four Star Wars films released between December of this year and May of 2018. Are they going to oversaturate the market? I mean, there's huge money to be made at Disney's property.
But Disney Channel, there are 15 shows on about Star Wars.
All right, let's back up here. Let's back up just a little bit. So the story, by the way, is at DougStefan.com about Han Solo getting his own film story about him. So he's the thread versus the Jedi Knights and all of that. So we have a poll, as a matter of fact, at DougStefan.com today. Now that Han Solo is getting his own movie, which Star Wars character would you like to see in a film of their own? Leia, Chewie, Boba Fett, Lando, Yoda, anybody but Jar Jar.
Yoda? Hello?
Yep, Yoda. Yes, why don't they do Yoda, Chucker?
They might do Yoda. Don't be surprised if you see Yoda.
All right, so you think this waters down the frame. I can tell in your question.
I don't know. Listen, you know, it's like the, what everybody, I mean, Disney is the king of studios, but every studio wants to have franchise properties, which they can do multiple films. That's the goal of the business now. So I can't say it's a bad idea. I just hope that they're well-written and they turn out as well as possible. I mean, Disney's done a great job of Marvel with their superhero franchise. Most of those films are pretty high quality, so we'll see where this goes. Other news, actress Rachel McAdams, who I like a lot, currently starring in season 2 of True Detective, reportedly will take on the female lead in the Marvel superhero movie Doctor Strange. That'll be a nice paycheck for her. And Robert De Niro signing on to do a film called The Comedian, playing a stand-up comedy comic who specializes in insult comedy. He currently will star in The Intern with Anne Hathaway this fall. That trailer looks really good.
Yeah, right. All right, we had a poll yesterday. Did you name any of your children after a Disney character? 16% said yes, 18% said...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.